your say. 1300 872 911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Now, we've been talking about these developments for quite some time because people all over the place are really up in arms about what's been allowed to happen at Double Island. It's gone to rack and ruin. Now, in times gone by, it was seen as fundamentally an island paradise. Here's what the Cairns Post say today. Politicians are calling for Hong Kong-based Benny Wu to be stripped of the lease on Double Island, with no indication he's met a March 31 deadline to have day-use facilities open to the public. Mr. Wu's Fortune Island holding company bought 17.3 hectares of the island, with the resort that once hosted A-listers like Keanu Reeves, Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, for $5.68 million. This is back in 2012, $5.68 million. He said at the time the resort would be for very rich tourists at the very top end of the market. And it goes on to say the resort and day-use facilities have fallen into disrepair. Gee, that's an understatement. Have a look at the photos if you get the Cairns Post today. Fallen into disrepair despite strident calls over the years for Mr. Wu to act. It goes on to say last August the State Resources Department gave him until March 31, warning if he failed to meet conditions, he could forfeit the lease. Now, Mr. Wu was enthusiastically welcomed by the city's leaders back in 2012 when he bought Double Island and forked out $18 million for the Acacia Hotel, with much fanfare over what he said would be an $80 million redevelopment of the Esplanade property, which has never occurred. He also bought historic Whitfield House. I don't know if lots of people haven't been to Whitfield House or don't remember its glory. It was magnificent over near the Botanic Gardens there. And he bought that too, $3.25 million back in 2013. And that too has languished. Anyway, it goes on to Craig Crawford saying, time's run out for Mr. Wu. His time is up, he said. He said he had until today to get the resort operational. It's obvious the resort's not open, and his former jewel off the tourist mecca Palm Cove has been left to fall into rack and ruin. Now, the person with his finger on the pulse out there for some time has been Brett Owles, the Division 9 councillor, is on the line. Hello, Brett.
G'day, mate. That was nice news to read in the paper, wasn't it, front page?
Well, yes, and people are still dubious about this, saying, yeah, we'll see, because there have been so many false alarms thinking, well, someone's got to take action. This is just ridiculous what's happening there. So they're still a bit dubious. They'll believe it when they see it.
Yeah, well, you just nailed it. It's action we want, not words.
Yes.
But at least they're saying the right words. Like, I'll 100% support Craig Crawford, and you won't hear me say that very often on this one. Here comes But he's come out and he said, bye-bye. I mean, you've got to have them saying the right things publicly before you can get them doing the right things. So step one, 100%, hat off to him. Keep the pressure on, because I think he's 100% correct, and I'll agree with him. Benny Wu's had his time. He's had more than his fair share of time. He's in breach of every single condition that he had on that island as of a couple of years ago. I don't know if he's rectified one or two. I don't think he has, but he was in breach of every single condition he had. There's other proponents that want to bring that back to its former glory, and that could do it and would do it. And I, it's March 31st. He's had his warnings. You've given him the carrot. You've given him the carrot. Now you've got to hit him with that stick you got. Yeah. The Department of Natural Mines and Energy, Resource and Energy, they absolutely have the power to take that lease off him and sell it to another proponent. And I bet you, I know two, and I think there's three that would line up tomorrow if they took that lease off him. So I'll 100% get behind Craig on this one, because he's in cabinet. He's got more pull in state than I do, and than any of us do, really. Mate, Craig, go nuts, mate. Yeah, the community will be behind you on this one.
Did you see the photos in the Cairns Post today?
Yeah, I did.
Rack and ruin. It is catastrophic when you look at it. If you've known what it was once like, it was a glorious little place to go. And they used to have Sunday lunches and things over there. You go over in the boat and come back, or whatever you had a boat. People had parties, anniversaries, special events over there. It was a wonderful place to go. And now it's completely overgrown. I'm just looking at all the facilities down around the wharf. Totally destroyed virtually. I can't imagine so much damage in such a relatively short time.
Oh, it's terrible. And I've seen the photos back in 2019 when our council officers took photos. It's been terrible and dilapidated for a while. I will pick up on one point, one comment that Michael Healy, the Assistant Minister for Tourism, made in the paper. He said, look, it needs to be brought back up, at least the locals, to have water taxis go over there. And I'm glad he said water taxis, because the thing is, they won't do it right now from the Palm Cove Harbour. Remember the Great Adventures and Quicksilver used to pull into the jetty?
Oh, yes.
And you get water. They don't do that anymore because of the southeasterlies and the swells. Mm. But what we need is a protected groin, and it can be a gabion rock wall, so the sediment flows and the fish can still go underneath it.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to jump on Michael Healy's comment and say, well done, Anton Michael Healy. I agree with you too. We do want water taxis going back over there, but before we can do that, we need that groin. We need a safe harbour. And so the state is responsible for that too. So tell you what, if the state come to the party and build that safe harbour, if they pull the lease off Double Island, they might even get my vote next election. It really is.
Look, come back to... paint a picture for us. That's what I'm after, actually, Brett. What could it become again? Let's just focus not on the access for the moment, but to the island itself. Would you go back to what it was once before, or would you hope a developer would provide something different, slightly different, vastly different, whatever?
Well, once it's in private hands, once they got the lease, it's up to them on what they think they can make money off. I know a lot of people have said, oh, it'd be good to have an eco-resort, just eco-camping, and maybe you could make that work. I don't know how much money you'd make off that. I know Hinchinbrook Island works really well doing that.
Yeah.
But I actually think for Palm Cove, for the gem, the star of Cairns, I think, honestly, build it up nice. Let's start getting some of those celebrities back over here spending money, taking photos, because now... Back at Madonna and Guy Ritchie came over too, as well as Keanu Reeves and Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, all them. We had A-listers come here, and some people might be, oh, who wants A-listers? They are awesome for Instagram, for taking hashtag Palm Cove, and get free advertising and free marketing. I say, make it a 5 or 6 day resort. You still have to have the beach over there and access for locals. Absolutely have to have that. So when Michael Healy builds that rock wall for us, the safe harbour, we can get the water taxis. But my opinion would be, let these guys go nuts, because once that goes good, That bluff, Buchan Point Bluff, which just sold recently, but I think it looks like they might be land banking it again, that might bring on development there as well, which means more dollars, more jobs coming into a tourist mecca, which is Palm Cove. Mm. And when the Wongeti Trail goes around, all the way to Port Douglas, but especially around just Ellis Beach for a day trip, mate, you can have people coming here from all over the world, which we already do, but you can have some big, big spenders coming in and just living in paradise, feeling like they're on an island.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, that's my vision, but I don't have the money to make that happen. But there's plenty of proponents that do and that are interested in doing it.
Yeah. Don't go away. Just one other matter, and it's once again Palm Cove. A lot of community feeling, not just Palm Cove, the northern beaches right along various beaches are saying don't destroy Palm Cove. What are the chances of that? Because there is really quite a concerted community outcry about plans for that 6-story building.
I believe you're correct too. There's 2 6-story buildings. I'm trying to go through it. It's what they're asking for. They haven't got permission to build it yet. But the outcry there is because what the developer's done, the way he's gone around it in the past, he's really taken the community... He's pushed them to the edge of their limits, and so the community are at its end there. As long as people are working within the planning scheme and what the zoning is for, I don't think the locals have too much of a problem. So that Buchan Point Bluff, it's zoned to be, they've got different approvals on there. They can build a hotel or a resort there. Mm. The land that just got sold recently at Triton Street at the southern end, next to the Sea Temple, that's zoned to be a big resort or whatever else. So as long as they're building the appropriate thing and to the right height limits and within the planning scheme, I don't think they'll get much pushback from residents in Palm Cove at all. But the second a developer goes outside those lines, and I know they're not prescriptive anymore, there's acceptable outcomes, performance-based outcomes. As my friend Max O'Halloran, the councillor of Division 7, always says, it's bloody plasticine, this planning department stuff. Mm. But because of that, that's where people get angry, because they feel like they've been taken for a ride. So I think that's why there's so much anger with the current DA that's active on Cedar Road. But there's other things that can happen. And remember, there's still Predijon owns a bunch of land there in Palm Cove that at some stage in the future will need to be developed as well for housing, resorts or whatever. But he's got approval from that land. So as long as they're within the zoning, they're within the planning scheme, I think you'll bring the community along with you. But I think you piss the community off and you'll get what's happening right now. And these developers probably brought a lot of this on their own, on themselves.
Yeah. So you can't look into your crystal ball and tell us the outcome.
I could make it. I'm a state politician. Tell you lies, John, but I just don't know.
All right, Brett. Appreciate the update today on both fronts. Thank you. Brett Olds is the Division 9 Cairns Councillor.